My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie. He is the chairman at conservativehq.com, longtime fixture in the conservative movement. And he joins me now to react to what most people are reacting to in the wake of Wednesday's session at the Republican National Convention. Ted Cruz not endorsing Donald Trump, but encouraging everyone to vote their conscience for people who will uphold the rule of law and defend the Constitution. Richard has written that he believes this was political suicide on national TV. And Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Why do you believe this was political suicide?
Well, I was on the floor of the convention last night when Cruz was introduced. He got a thunderous ovation. I mean, I think it was clearly if they had taken a vote right then, he would have gotten a majority of the votes for the nomination. But when he left the stage a little later after his speech, you know, which is widely reported, he was booed, et cetera. And he didn't have a lot of support after he left the stage. You know, I said at the time that it was a serious, huge mistake for him. It hurt Ted Cruz. It hurt the conservative movement, hurt the Republican Party, hurt America. And, Trump wasn't most of our number one, number two, number three choice. But now, you know, we have a binary choice. Either Hillary Clinton's going to lead America or Donald Trump, and it's not a close call. And so we're very, very disappointed that he put, you know, his personal feelings above America.
So if Ted Cruz could not in good conscience endorse Trump, was the right decision to stay home? Was the right decision to not even go down the road of how to vote in November? What would have been the right way to go?
Well, the right way to go, he has to be a bigger man than you know, hold these grudges here. We're talking about America. We're talking about Western civilization. We're talking about our freedoms here. And this is not a city council race. This is not a House race or a Senate or governor race. This is for leadership of the free world. And I think we all have to rise to the occasion and put any differences we have aside. There's only one of two people are going to be elected president. So those people who do not support Trump, they are supporting Hillary. They may deny it, but there's no honest way to say anything other than if you are not supporting Trump, you are supporting Hillary Clinton.
But from what you said earlier, it sounds like when Cruz left, he didn't have a lot of support, and there were a ton of friends of his when he entered the room. So how much does this actually hurt the party if the fact that he didn't endorse Trump angered so many people?
Well, I think that it does a great deal more harm to Ted Cruz than it does to Donald Trump. I think that conservatives now are on board with Trump, Pence, and it was a very good move to put Mike Pence, who's a movement conservative, on the ticket. And conservatives are going to be engaged and totally focused on this election. And the damage, quite frankly, was primarily to Ted Cruz and his political future. I think he made a mistake that may be difficult for the rest of his life to overcome. If this ticket wins and prevails in November, as I expect it will, he's going to not be held in high esteem by a lot of conservatives. And even if it loses, he will get some of the blame, I suspect.
Well, certainly if it's close, is the chatter today. Let's talk a little bit about why you think this ticket is likely to win. Most of the polls are very, very close right now, particularly in some of the key swing states. Why ultimately do you think, before we even hit the Democratic convention here, that this ticket is likely to come out on top?
Well, the media, as most all conservatives believe, is an oracle of faith, are very much in the camp of the liberal Democrats. And they've been driving a lot of most of the conversation today. But the campaign will soon begin. And I think that Donald Trump will run a more aggressive campaign than any candidate for president on the Republican side since Ronald Reagan. And this, I think when the issues are engaged, in national security will be at the top of that list probably, as well as the economy. I think that Hillary will be on the defense. And an interesting fact is Republicans are positioning this race as a third term for Barack Obama. And in the last 150 years, the Democrats have only once elected a president in three successive elections. It was under Roosevelt, not in only once in 150 years. The Republicans have done it many times. So I suspect it's going to be an uphill battle for the Democrats once the campaign is engaged. And just by the way, in 1988, at this point in the campaign, Michael Dukakis was up over George H.W. Bush by 17 points. On Election Day, he lost to George H.W. Bush by 9 points, a swing of 26 points in a couple of months. And I expect the same thing to happen once this campaign gets engaged.
Richard, last question. We've talked to you throughout this campaign. At one time, you were a very strong Ted Cruz supporter, even wrote columns about what Donald Trump's New York values might do to this country. You've explained very clearly and very well why you believe it's now a binary choice, and it's either Trump or Hillary, and that's why you're clearly in the Trump camp. For conservatives who want to be encouraged about what a Trump presidency would mean for conservative principles, how optimistic are you that we would see that?
Well, I think if we look at how Trump has managed the campaign in recent months, and throughout this year, if you put aside all of the harsh language, the accusations, and all, look at the personnel. Conservatives believe it's an article of faith. Personnel is policy. We saw that under Ronald Reagan. We see it under all presidents. And with Mike Pence's selection, who is a movement conservative, with Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama playing a major role, with people like Art Laffer and Stephen Moore and other important conservatives playing an important role in this campaign, I have every expectation that conservatives should, that this will be definitely a right-of-center administration.
Well, it's certainly been a fascinating convention week to date, and we've got another one next week and months to go before the election. We'll be happy to check in with you along the way. Richard, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Greg.
Richard Viguerie is the chairman of conservativehq.com, longtime activist in the conservative movement. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.